Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is December 19th. Brian, it's awesome to be with you today. Less than 2 weeks, guys, and we've completed another evolution through the entire Bible. So let us buckle in and, with great anticipation, wonder what might God say next? Because he's not done. I know this is Christmas time and everything is getting really crazy now. But the one thing we have in our lives to center ourselves around, the peace of God, shalom, the order of things, is his word. And so we'll do that now. We're reading from the New Living Translation this week. We'll read the book of Zephaniah today, another book of minor prophecy contained in the Old Testament. It's written in its entirety in three chapters, and we'll read them all today. And although this prophetic word is for the children of Israel, it's also a call to repentance for all the surrounding nations, even the whole world. Zephaniah contains similar themes to some of the other books of prophecy. It announces the impending judgment of God. It's a call to repentance and a declaration of restoration, because God always restores. Even though these words are uttered and transcribed in the 7th century BC, we can look at them through the lens of the 21st century AD and find dramatic relevance there. If we change the names and places, things look remarkably now, especially now, as they did then. So the book of Zephaniah. The Lord gave this message to Zephaniah when Josiah, son of Ammon, was king of Judah. Zephaniah was the son of Cushi, son of Gedaliah, son of Amariah, son of Hezekiah. I will sweep away everything from the face of the earth, says the Lord. I will sweep away people and animals alike. I will sweep away the birds of the sky and the fish in the sea. I will reduce the wicked to heaps of rubble, and I will wipe humanity from the face of the earth, says the Lord. I will crush Judah and Jerusalem with my fist and destroy every last trace of their Baal worship. I will put an end to all the idolatrous priests, so that even the memory of them will disappear. For they go up to their roofs and bow down to the sun, moon, and stars. They claim to follow the Lord, but then they worship Molech too. And I will destroy those who used to worship me, but now no longer do. They no longer ask for the Lord's guidance or seek my blessings. Stand in silence in the presence of the Sovereign Lord, for the awesome day of the Lord's judgment is near. The Lord has prepared his people for a great slaughter and has chosen their executioners. On that day of judgment, says the Lord, I will punish the leaders and princes of Judah and all those following pagan customs. Yes, I will punish those who participate in pagan worship ceremonies and those who fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. On that day, says the Lord, a cry of alarm will come from the fish gates and echo throughout the new quarter of the city, and a great crash will sound from the hills. Wail in sorrow, all you who live in the market area, for all the merchants and traders will be destroyed. I will search with lanterns in Jerusalem's darkest corners to punish those who sit complacent in their sins. They think the Lord will do nothing to them, either good or bad, so their property will be plundered, their homes will be ransacked. They will build new homes but never live in them. They will plant vineyards but never drink wine from them. That terrible day of the Lord is near. Swiftly it comes, a day of bitter tears, a day when even strong men will cry out. It will be a day when the Lord's anger is poured out, a day of terrible distress and anguish, a day of ruin and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, a day of trumpet calls and battle cries. Down go the walled cities and the strongest battlements. Because you have sinned against the Lord, I will make you grope around like the blind. Your blood will be poured out into dust, and your bodies will lie rotting on the ground. Your silver and gold will not save you on that day of the Lord's anger, for the whole land will be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. He will make a terrifying end of all the people on earth. Gather together. Yes, gather together, you shameless nation. Gather before judgment begins, before your time to repent is blown away like chaff. Act now, before the fierce fury of the Lord falls and the terrible day of the Lord's anger begins. Seek the Lord, all who are humble, and follow his commands. Seek to do what is right and to live humbly. Perhaps even yet the Lord will protect you. Protect you from his anger on that day of destruction. Gaza and Ashkelon will be abandoned, Ashdod and Ekron torn down. And what sorrow awaits you Philistines, who live along the coast and in the land of Canaan. For this judgment is against you too. The Lord will destroy you, until not one of you is left. The Philistine coast will become a wilderness pasture, a place of shepherds' camps, and enclosures for sheep and goats. The remnant of the tribe of Judah will pasture there. They will rest at night in the abandoned houses in Ashkelon. For the Lord their God will visit his people in kindness and restore their prosperity again. I have heard the taunts of the Moabites and the insults of the Ammonites, mocking my people and invading their borders. Now, as surely as I live, says the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, Moab and Ammon will be destroyed, destroyed as completely as Sodom and Gomorrah. Their land will become a place of stinging nettles, salt pits, and eternal desolation. The remnant of my people will plunder them and take their land. They will receive the wages of their pride, for they have scoffed at the people of the Lord of Heaven's armies. The Lord will terrify them as he destroys all the gods in the land. Then nations around the world will worship the Lord, each in their own land. You Ethiopians will also be slaughtered by my sword, says the Lord. And the Lord will strike the lands of the north with his fist, destroying the land of Assyria. He will make its great capital, Nineveh, a desolate wasteland, parched like a desert. The proud city will become a pasture for flocks and herds, and all sorts of wild animals will settle there. The desert owl and screech owl will roost on its ruined columns, their calls echoing through the gaping windows. Rubble will block all the doorways, and the cedar paneling will be exposed to the weather. This is the boisterous city, once so secure. I am the greatest, it boasted. No other city can compare with me. But now, look how it has become an utter ruin, a haven for wild animals. Everyone passing by will laugh in derision and shake a defiant fist. What sorrow awaits rebellious, polluted Jerusalem, the city of violence and crime. No one can tell it anything. It refuses all correction. It does not trust in the Lord or draw near to its God. Its leaders are like roaring lions, hunting for their victims. Its judges are like ravenous wolves at evening time, who by dawn have left no trace of their prey. Its prophets are arrogant liars seeking their own gain. Its priests defile the temple by disobeying God's instructions. But the Lord is still there in the city, and he does no wrong. Day by day he hands down justice, and he does not fail. But the wicked know no shame. I have wiped out many nations, devastating their fortress walls and towers. Their streets are now deserted. Their cities lie in silent ruin. There are no survivors. None at all. I thought, surely they will have reverence for me now. Surely they will listen to my warnings. Then I won't need to strike again, destroying their homes. But no, they get up early to continue their evil deeds. Therefore, be patient, says the Lord. Soon I will stand and accuse these evil nations, for I have decided to gather the kingdoms of the earth and pour out my fiercest anger and fury on them. All the earth will be devoured by the fire of my jealousy. Then I will purify the speech of all people, so that everyone can worship the Lord together. My scattered people who live beyond the rivers of Ethiopia will come to present their offerings. On that day, you will no longer need to be ashamed, for you will no longer be rebels against me. I will remove all proud and arrogant people from among you. There will be no more haughtiness on my holy mountain. Those who are left will be the lowly and humble, for it is they who trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will do no wrong. They will never tell lies or deceive one another. They will eat and sleep in safety, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. For the Lord will remove his hand of judgment and will disperse the armies of your enemy. And the Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. At last your troubles will be over, and you will never again fear disaster. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, "Cheer up, Zion. Don't be afraid. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. I will gather you who mourn for the appointed festivals. You will be disgraced no more. And I will deal severely with all who have oppressed you. I will save the weak and helpless ones. I will bring together those who are chased away. I will give glory and fame to my former exiles, wherever they have been mocked and shamed. On that day, I will gather you together and bring you home again. I will give you a good name, a name of distinction among all the nations of the earth, as I restore your fortunes before their very eyes. I, the Lord, have spoken." Revelation 10. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, surrounded by a cloud, with a rainbow over his head. His face shone like the sun, and his feet were like pillars of fire. And in his hand was a small scroll that had been opened. He stood with his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a great shout like the roar of a lion. And when he shouted, the seven thunders answered. When the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Keep secret what the seven thunders said, and do not write it down." Then the angel I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand toward heaven. He swore an oath in the name of the one who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and everything in them, the earth and everything in it, and the sea and everything in it. He said, "There will be no more delay." When the seventh angel blows his trumpet, God's mysterious plan will be fulfilled. It will happen just as he announced it to his servants, the prophets. And the voice from heaven spoke to me again, "Go and take the open scroll from the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land." So I went to the angel and told him to give me the small scroll. "Yes, take it and eat it," he said. "It will be as sweet as honey in your mouth, but it will turn sour in your stomach. So I took the small scroll from the hand of the angel and I ate it. It was sweet in my mouth, but when I swallowed it, it turned sour in my stomach. Then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. Psalm 138, a Psalm of David. I give you thanks, O Lord, with all my heart. I will sing your praises before the gods. I bow before your holy temple as I worship. I praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness, for your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. As soon as I pray, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me strength. Every king in all the earth will thank you, Lord, for all of them will hear your words. Yes, they will sing about the Lord's ways, for the glory of the Lord is very great. Though the Lord is great, he cares for the humble, but he keeps his distance from the proud. Though I am surrounded by troubles, you will protect me from the anger of my enemies. You reach out your hand, and the power of your right hand saves me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life, for your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. Proverbs 30, 11 through 14. Some people curse their father and do not thank their mother. They are pure in their own eyes, but they are filthy and unwashed. They look proudly around, casting disdainful glances. They have teeth like swords and fangs like knives. They devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among humanity. Father, we come into your presence, thanking you for another day in your word, thanking you for the gift of scripture, thanking you for feeding us in our souls. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that we are continually oriented to you. This, the final week before Christmas, this season of Advent on the Christian calendar that has been observed for all of these thousands of years, we come into your presence and consider shalom. We come and consider peace as so many candles will be lit this Sunday, representing peace. We come into your presence asking for peace, for shalom, for centeredness, for the order of God, for all things to be made right from within our hearts and overflowing from our lives into the world. May shalom come from with us and spread to everything that we touch through the power of your Holy Spirit. We need peace, God. And so we're asking, Holy Spirit, for something very, very basic. A centered heart, an undivided heart now in this season, because it's about to get so busy. And it's so easy for us to forget the rhythm of life, the rhythm we've established this entire year, centering ourselves around your word. It can just get overwhelming, the season of celebration of your arrival. So we ask in advance that you come, bring your peace into our lives, and let us remain in it in the coming days as we move toward Christmas Day. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the risen Christ. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And so at the website, there's this store, and we've talked about it all in season, but I'm about to kind of not talk about it as much. Today is kind of the last day you can order from the store and still expect everything to arrive by Christmas. And we're kind of right at that window now where all of you who shop online are finding the same thing. So we're right at that cusp. You might want to visit dailyaudiobible.com for your last-minute gift-giving ideas. We have just some really excellent stuff. Stuff I'm really, really proud of. Wonderful gift box this year containing Passages, my book, and then the Passages Study Guide, as well as Mike's book, An Ancient Future Prayer, your choice of coffee or tea, a brand new stainless steel coffee mug that we made just for the season, and some stocking stuffer wristbands, and some of the brand new Daily Audio Bible cards. All of it makes up the Daily Audio Bible gift box. So I encourage you to check that out. It's also the season where we talk about the Passages book in bulk. If you're a pastor, if you're a Sunday school teacher, if you are a life group or community group leader, or you lead a Bible study in your home or at the office, may I recommend Passages. And not just because I wrote that book. I recommend it because of what it does. This is the right time of year to lead your group into a relationship with the Bible in the coming year. And so we've created bulk pricing for Passages, which you can find at the Daily Audio Bible store as well. So I'm looking at the calendar, and the 29th of December is our next Daily Audio Bible family gathering, and this is one that we're really looking forward to. It's in Phoenix area, and we've never done a Daily Audio Bible family gathering from Arizona. And I'm just looking forward to it. It was going to be this quick in, quick out, because it's pretty far from Nashville. Phoenix is a long ways. That we were going to just fly in and fly back out. But we've decided to make it epic. And so we're bringing the whole family. We can get on the bus and drive all the way and bring the whole family and just enjoy this time. Passing through some snow and some desert and just looking forward to it. So I will be speaking at Pure Heart Christian Fellowship in Glendale, Arizona, the evening of the 29th. And for the services on Sunday, the 30th, we will be having a Daily Audio Bible family gathering on the 29th and broadcasting live to the world. If you'd like the details, email dabteam@dailyaudiobible.com. And we will get you those details. I am so much looking forward to seeing you. So much. So please come out, say hello, and let's have a wonderful celebration together as we close out another year in Scripture. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, then I give you the deepest and humblest gratitude that I can. You've heard me say, if you've been around a while, that vocabulary fails me. The words fail me. I'm humbled that we are doing what we're doing. I'm humbled that this even exists. And it has been a family affair all along. And as a community, we've risen up out of the dust of the internet to become the Daily Audio Bible. So thank you for your continued partnership as we prepare to move into yet another year. The website's the place to go. There's a link on the homepage. It says support your Daily Audio Bible. If you prefer, then the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253. Is the number to call. That's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Well, hello from beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio. It's Daniel Johnson Jr. It's 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday, December the 7th, 2012. I just showed up to go in and clean the office. I do this as a second part-time job. It's kind of a survival job. And it's, you know, one of those things that I've done for, since, April, you know, just kind of doing this, and it's been good for me because it's helped me to listen to programs like the Daily Audio Bible. But I'm feeling down tonight, and I know that that's why I've been down lately, and a lot of it's because I've had a lapse in some medicine that I take, and on my way up here, I stopped and got the refill. So I know that that's temporary. A lot of it is also just this time of year, with it being darker earlier here in the Northern Hemisphere, just this time of year is supposed to be so joyful, but there's a time of expectations and whatnot. And financially, things are still so rough for us. I'm actually looking at, I need to get another job here because I have a lapse in work from the latter part of this year to the middle of next month. In January, so just thinking about that, it's hard to be joyful this time of year, and just thinking a lot about what's here for me. So I just appreciate your prayers. Could call in with some other stuff there, but just that's something that I thought I'd reach out to you guys, and thank you so much for praying. I love you guys, and I just need to get some more involvement with in the community here, and then also especially just to get involvement with some of the brothers here locally in Cincinnati. So thank you so much for all of that. Love you guys a lot, and God bless. Daniel Johnson Jr., make it a great day.
Hello, I'm calling for prayer. My name is Cindy Scherzett, and my father is dying of cancer. He loves the Lord, but I'm experiencing such loneliness. Desperation for my father, and I miss him so much, and he's not even gone from his life yet, but I miss being able to call on the phone. He's been a rock in my life, and I need comfort. I just ask him for prayer. I need prayer that that rock of my father would be replaced by whom God defined in my life for me, and that God, the Holy Spirit, would fill those voids in my life. And I just feel this. I need comfort, and that's what I'm asking for, the prayer. Comfort for myself and for my family. My father is gone, sure, and he's a wonderful man. And he loves the Lord, and he's laying in his bed, waiting for the Lord to take him. And I just ask that he's praying for the Lord to take him, to be with him, and that he can suffer.
This message is for Tony. You say blind, I say visually enhanced.
Hey family, this is Jerry calling from Duluth, Minnesota, the paper carrier, sitting now right at my Bethel, place where I've called many times this year, the bus stop. And I'm looking now at some place where on November 29th, I wholly dedicated my life to God in a way perhaps that I never have before. And really, it's in large part because of the prayers of the Daily Audio Bible family, encouragement like Eric Larson, who said, you got to get in contact with this guy named Chris from Pure Driven, and guy from Canada, guy from Florida, guy who called from Boise, Idaho today, Karen in Texas, and I don't remember who all, but there's many, 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 many hundreds more of you have been praying for me, and I thank you so much. It's been an amazing week, and 8 days ago I called at this my Bethel, and I don't know what he has for me in 2013, but I know this. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep which I have committed unto him against that day, and I have committed my life to him. And may we go forward into 2013, living a life for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Shannon, and I'm from Seattle, and I've been a listener now for about a year. And first, I'd just like to thank Brian so much for his ministry and for following his calling, and it's been such a blessing in my life. I'd also like to thank all the callers, those that call in for prayers and those who call to encourage. I have learned so much from all the callers. I can't even begin to put into words how much I've learned, so thank you. I'm calling this morning to ask for your prayers. about a relationship that I currently have in my life with a man named Dave. And I just need to release this for prayers. And it just it's a very stuck relationship. And a godly man, and we both love each other, but it just seems very stuck. And so I'm just releasing the prayers out to you, and I'm just hoping that you would pray for us and that God's will be done in our life and that he revealed to us his will and purpose in our relationship. So, and also, Nancy from Seattle, would you please email me? My email is SLEIGH Slay _ RDH at Yahoo. Again, that's Slay, SLEIGH _ RDH at Yahoo. I would really love to hear from you. I pray for you all, and I just thank you all for your love and your encouragement.
Hi, Daily Auto Bible family. My name is Jay from Boston. I was wondering if you could pray for my wife and my unborn child. She's 14 weeks pregnant right now, and we've been going to the appointments, and they just found something on one of her tests that possible early cervical cancer, so... it's a little nerve-wracking right now as to what they're going to do and as far as how they're going to treat her and best protect the baby, which is our first child. So I would just like prayers for her that and the unborn baby, that just everything turns out well, and I know the Lord will take us through this. So thank you all very much. Love you all. God bless you.
Hi, this is Rebecca. I called back on November 6th on my birthday about getting a job. I'm from Michigan. My prayer request is that, you know what, I went to get a job orientation, and I found out that before I went there, I went to get a physical, and I found out I need glasses. So basically, they, I'm not hired until I go through physical and pass the glasses only for one eye. So I'm like, I don't know if you believe in that saying that sometimes things happen for a reason, and I keep wondering if God doesn't want me in that field no more because certain damn situations that happen. So I'm like, could you pray with me and ask God to give me directions and the directions I should go in my life, my purpose in life? Because it seems like my purpose was my kid, but my kid grew up. So now it's just me. It's all about me. And I know I feel selfish, but just like, I just want to know what God's purpose is for my life. So could you pray with me and ask God to show me what my purpose is in life and where I'm supposed to go? Thank you.